Simon Tov Reish. We did sit base. We didn't finish. Cannot finish Mishnah Berurah on that. We're holding Mishnah Berurah cut and dalet. So here he says that the eitzah was that you put down on the second, either wear a new garment or put down a new fruit on the table when you make kiddush the second night. Pre-chadash. You should not use the grapes for your shechiyanu, because they would transport the grapes from another place. And what they would do is they would bring them in when they weren't fully ripe. Because
what grapes?
The grapes that they brought in. Let me finish my sentence. So, since grapes do not grow there, and they would have to import grapes in, you wouldn't import fully ripened grapes, because they're going to, by the time they get there, they're going to rot. So you bring them in before they're fully ripened. So usually the ones they would import were boyser. So boyser is not a fully grown grape, and therefore the suffolk bracha. So the halacha is, it reaches the size of like a certain type of bean called the white bean. So then the bracha is repio eitz. Otherwise the bracha is still repio adama. It's not fully grown. It's not the pre, which was that the fruit that the vine or the tree is supposed to be producing yet. So the problem is, it says in Shulchan Aruch back in Reish Beis, Siman Reish Beis, that we don't know how big Pul HaLavan is. So unless you're confident it's almost fully grown, you should not make grapes on the grapes. Those who work in Malayim Rapi Adam, Megam Shem Chamutzim. Also, they're sour. Our minhag is not to eat sour types of foods on Rosh Hashanah. Or Siman Tov, you want to have a sweet year. Okay. In a Siman Tov, that itself they're using, if not a non fully grown item, is not a Siman Tov. So you don't want to use that for the Shechayanu. And the fourth point is that the Maaser Rav, which is from the Vilna Gaon, was written by Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It was a collection of different things he'd heard or seen by the Vilna Gaon. Cause of Dein Lechol and Novim Bar Shoshana, that the Gaon says, you're not eat grapes on Shoshana, but Talmud Piyasoid. It's based on the Kabbalistic concept. Okay. So, one of the explanations is there's a machlokes in the medrash. What was the Eitz HaDaas? According to one opinion, the Eitz HaDaas was a gef. So,
name it.
Right. So,
hello, Dr. Koop.
So, Kaponim for the. We don't eat an oven because according to the opinion, there was gefen. There'd be a haskara of the. Of the mice of the chait of Eitz HaDaas.
Those who say it was wheat, you should say pomegranate. You should have pomegranate.
You know what? wheat probably, the fact that it's changed in different form doesn't bother us. You probably should not eat kernels of wheat.
Okay.
But it's changed in different forms, that's not a problem.
Is a pomegranate one of those things also? You say the Eitz HaDaas was?
I don't remember pomegranate.
One or something?
I don't know.
Something.
Say pomegranate is one of the things.
No,
If a person has fresh juice that he just squeezed, it's better to use the older wine, which means it's at least 40 days old. The Shechiyanu, when you get to the bracha of Shechiyanu, you eat a lot of tirish biyadoi, you eat an enoboi. So you can't make a bracha of Shechiyanu on the older wine because it's already older. the tirish is so it's brand new, which just been made. So that the shechiyana would make sense on that. So what do you do? So you could think that you should use the new wine for the kiddush, and then shechiyana on it. He said that's not proper. It's still proper to use the older wine instead. And you get the shechiyana the same way. We say shechiyana on the fruit. We don't make kiddush on the fruit. And you make kiddush on the kiddush, and you say shechiyana on the fruit. So you make kiddush on the older wine. You say shechiyana on the new wine. So he says either you would. The whole idea over here is we're saying that because of the suffix, we say the shechiyana we're having in mind also for the new item. So we hear the new item is the wine. But it's the new wine. And you're not making kiddush on the new wine. You're making kiddush on the old wine. But when you get the shechiyona, you have in mind for the new wine also. So either you take the wine, or alternatively, you look at it. So the women which have the minig to say shechiyona when they light neiris, which itself is questionable. That Chazar Masakan say Shechiyonu Chachila on the case Yayin. So that which women say Shechiyonu B'Shas Alokas Neiris is questionable. For the Maaseh, that's a minhag of many women, probably most women, is to do that.
It's questionable
on any Yom Tov? Any Yom Tov. In general, that's not the proper time to say Shechiyonu. Proper Shechiyonu should be said by Kid on the case Yayin. Many women have the minhag, probably most women have the minhag to say Shechiyonu by Halakha's neiris. So now when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you get to the second night, so you're going to have a problem of saying Rosh Hashanah. The Chavkila, we want to say the Shechiyonu not just on the Yontif, but also on the new garment or the pre. See, if she wears a new garment, it's very easy. She puts a new garment before she lights neiris the second night. She says the Shechiyonu on the Yontif, also including a mind for the new garment. If she says it on the pre, so it's a little more complicated, because the question on the pre is when is the proper time to say the Shechiyonu? So again, the same thing mentioned before, that when it comes to a beggar, the proper time to say the Shechiyonu is really at the time of purchase. So pre also is the time of purchase. The Maaseh, our minhag is not to do with the time. Can you? Because we wait till the Shas Achila. So it has to be B'Shas Achila. So if a woman decides to light neiris at this man, but her husband doesn't come home till half an hour later because they daven marav when they get home, etc., and they make kiddush an half hour later, so what's B'Shas Achila? She's making the Shechiyonu. She makes the Shechiyonu on the lachas neiris, which is much earlier. So really, it's preferable that on the second night, woman's making. If she's going to say Shechiyonu and the neiris, if she has a beggar chodesh, that's great. So it's a good argument. The husband should give the wife a new garment, right? This way, we'll take care of the problem. But if she doesn't have that, she should wait to light instead of lighting right away with this man. It's yomtiv. You light on yomtiv. So you can light. You can wait till the light a little bit later, but the time of the meal, right before the meal, she would light the neiris and say the shechiyonu, which is going to be preceded right before kiddush, and then it goes from the kiddush into the eating of the fruit. So the shechiyonu is said properly b'shas achila on the fruit.
And the second night we generally don't daven that late, but we have benchvach late. It's the second night.
Right, so then you're good. You bench lift right before the meal.
Right.
So in the yeshiva, we wait till the man before we daven marav. So the time you get home, right, it's a good 45 minutes after the man, halakha. So the woman should wait till light until later. Okay. Now, he said, if you don't have any breket chodesh or pre chodesh, so you still say the shechiyonu. Hey, im kozay yom shechiyon. Dav kedusha achas he kamakam shneyom shneyom mehem. Even though we look at it as one kedusha, but it's not one day. In the Bidi Eved, we're going to look at it as two separate days. Each day is a shechiyon. Ola zman hazeh. V'yesh tam lika chav b'shar yom tovim pri chodesh b'tovos. So some people think, extrapolate, and think the same way on Rosh Hashanah. You need a new pri for the second night. So on the other Yom Tovim, on the second the second night, you also need a new pri. Second night of Shua, second night of Pesach. That's not correct. There's no such requirements. Gimel. Yuchal Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. So Amr Shechayonu b'Shefer b'Yom Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch holds Yom Shechayonu on Tchiyas Shefer once. So according to them, according to Shulchan Aruch, you say Shechayonu on the first day. But if Shabbos is the first day, you didn't blow, so you end up blowing on the second day for the first time. You say Shechayonu. So the Ramov, Yisharim l'Amr afil imchal Yom Rishon b'Chol. Some people are minig as they say Shechayonu on the Shofar twice, on the first day and on the second day. So we say Shechayonu both times. Okay.
Why do we say Shechayonu on both on the second night of all Yom Tovim if there's a Safek?
So the simplest answer is that when Chazal instituted this idea of keeping the second day, so Kol Zman, they were keeping the second day Matera Sofik. So people took it seriously, Sofik Yefti Machir. But now that Mikra didn't really, the reality is we know that it's not Yom Tov. We're keeping it because the Minigav was saying it'd be Yedeno. So Chazal were afraid that people would be Mazals of Yom Tov Sheni. Because theoretically, what should happen is we should do everything Misafik. We should go both ways. You should put on Tefillah Misafik also. Right, you know, or you should not daven Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei Misafik because maybe it's Chol and it's the wrong Yom, it's the wrong Tefillah. But we shouldn't make Kiddush Misafik because maybe it's Brachah L'Batala. Right? So the problem is that people will say, well, if it's really Yom Tov, why are we making Kiddush?
If it's not Yom Tov,
if it's really Yom Tov, if we would say the Misafik, you don't make Kiddush. People say, it's Yom Tov, really? So I'm supposed to be careful of Malacha. Why am I not making Giddush? Must be it's not Yom Tov. So they'll come to Mazalzel in the Yom Tov. So Chazal instituted Baturas because they felt the need to maintain the 2 days because of the potential issues which might ever exist. So they instituted Baturas Vadi that you would make all the brachas and tefillas of a Yom Tov. So included that, they included Kiddush with a Shechayonu.
We're talking about
correct. Okay. So it's in Taiken, you don't blow on the first day. Mele you learn Zman, Piam Shane Kalyam, you can say Shafian on the second day. Tolo Omer Zman on Mitzazu. Okay, Milsachato, you didn't say Shafian yet on the Mitzvah Tchiyas Shofar, because you didn't blow the first day with Shabbos. So it's a new thing, so you make a Shafian. Zayim Yisham and Lomer, some say that you do say it anyway. According to them, you say it because it's a new mitzvah. It's a mitzvah the second time you do the mitzvah. Misafik. So it'll be even though you didn't have a beggar chodesh or a pre chodesh. The tkiyas of the second day are not fulfilled with the tkiyas of the first day. We don't say it's one long day, regardless of the mitzvah of Tkiyas. We blow, make the bracha, asher kedusham zavat tzivanu, lishma kol shayfer the second day. It's a sofik. At best, it's a sofik. Or just say it's a, if you say it's one long day, you said bracha on the mitzvah already yesterday. We don't say that. So similarly, when it comes to Shechayonu, we say the bracha, we say the Shechayonu also. It would be preferable if the person who's the Baal Tekiya would wear a new garment, so the Sheikh Yonah, he's saying on the Shofar, should go potentially on the new garment also. So I've overheard sometimes, you know, people say that. So he told me personally, he wears a new pair of pants. The second, Baltke wears a new pair of pants. Problem is, it has to be a garment that you say Shechayonu on. So what you accomplish? You've got new socks. You know, it's new socks. It's very nice. You don't say Shechayonu on new socks. So you don't say Shechayonu new socks. So what you gain by saying wearing new socks? You know, new underwear, new shirt. So new pants, it's hard to say that you say Shachiyanu on a new pair of pants nowadays.
Unless you have like the extra large socks that you can never find.
Maybe.
My wife would say Shachiyanu on
that. I hear. That day, she would say Shachiyanu. Right. I hear.
Yeah. She's probably more excited than I am.
Their minhag was like the Shulchan Aruch says. They only say Shachiyanu on the first day. Unless the first day was Shabbos, then they would say Shachiyanu by Shefer on the second day. And that we say Shachiyanu both days. Okay. That. Okay. So now he brings over here, this is a Taz. This is a quote from the Taz. A situation which came up, and Taz presents it over here in the Siman Tav Reish as a tshuva. He writes a tshuva she'ela that he received. Why specifically it was presented here, I'm not sure. I think but that's what the Taz quotes it. So here's the story. Kahol shoshokol irachares lovi lem shayfer. Mizakev ashushliach ad yom seif yom sheni. So Rosh Hashanah this year was on this story was on Thursday, Friday. They sent the shliach to get a shofar. For whatever reason, he didn't make it back when they hoped that he should make it back. So the first day goes by, there's no shofar. Second day goes by, no shofar. It's getting late in the afternoon. It's Erev Shabbos. They finally said, you know what, the guy's not coming anymore, and they made early Shabbos. Then guess what happens? The guy shows up at the shofar. So they're mekabel Shabbos already. You don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Right, so what do you do? So the Yisaka v'shtiach ad sefer yom sheni. Rosh Hashanah hoyu b'yom mehayu b'yom vav. K'shaboyim ha-shofar k'yispar lo shal Shabbos v'hoyu oidu yom gadol. It was still daytime. But they davened Kabbalah Shabbos already. They davened Marav v'Shabbos already. They davened Marav v'Shabbos already. They're mekabel Shabbos. They davened Marav. Okay, so what do you do? Im ein shom baki liskaya shall kibbutz of Shabbos at time. Let's say one of the people not a blow had not been mekabel Shabbos yet, so it's very good. So he will make a bracha and blow, and it'll also be yotze, even though they already were mekabel Shabbos. But that's what we'll do. Right? So he'll say the bracha and blow. Right, but let's say everybody had been mekabel Shabbos already, including the Baltikiyah, or the people who know how to blow. So Oz Yiska Mishakibul Shabbos, so even though a person who was mekabel Shabbos would still blow, bracha. He does not make a bracha, because we could argue that since he's mekabel Shabbos, he cannot blow anymore. So you're not going to blow myself. You're not going to make a bracha myself. And when he blows, all he blows is he blows the minimal amount. Now, that doesn't seem to make any sense. To blow tashrat one time, and tarat when you're not yet like any shita. So that's a total waste of time. Why are you blowing it? So some of the four shemun, this psak of the Taz, he meant tashrat, three sets of tashrat, three of tarat, and not more. You don't blow the whole 60, 100, whatever it is. You blow the minimum of 30 karlis. Okay. But the afkim be'odah yom gadol is only true if it's still daylight outside. Avon kvar hu ben ha-shmoshes en liskar klal. If it's already ben ha-shmoshes, you don't blow. Why? The yom sheni en chiyuba lo iskar yom mirabonon. The chiyuba to blow on the second day is in the rabonon. And once it's ben ha-shmoshes, it's havi sveika the rabonon. The sabbat the rabonon is not going to be deicha the Kabbalah Shabbos Shabbat. Avon yom rishon, the chiyuba mirarais, in the case where you would have not a case of Shabbos, but in general, they did not have a shofar the whole day of the first day. They only got the shofar by ben hashmoshes. So you'd have to blow, because in the tzad the ben hashmoshes is still yom. I remember chiyuv the rice is to blow. So you'd blow. You chayav this guy. We believe bracha. Now, in regards to doing a mir la'akum in order to be able to facilitate blowing the shofar, so ben shmoshes would be permitted to do that. Now, so Tassus, so what's the lomdus? What's the argument over here? How could you argue that the person is he's mekabel Shabbos already? So he's also blowing Shabbos. So Tassus says it functions as a kabbalah batos. Because had he known that they're going to bring in the shofar, the person would not have wanted to be mekabel Shabbos and thereby lose the mitzvah of shofar. So since he realized that he would not have been mekabel, and now it's the svar that was the reality, and they sent the shliach, so there was an expectation he should be coming. So it's like a kabbalah batos, which is not a good kabbalah. So he wasn't really mekabel Shabbos. So that's why he's allowed to blow the taz. It wasn't a valid kabbalah Shabbos. Then the Taz says that I'll take it a step further. That this idea of mekabel Shabbos early. So what's the scenario? It means you're mekabel Shabbos early, and thereby take away your mitzvah the rabbanon on the blowing shofar. You have a key of the rabbanon the blowing shofar the second day, and by mekabel Shabbos you're removing the ability to blow shofar. So even if it was kabbalah batos, we're saying the argument is that the person, had he been aware, would not have been mekabel. Even if they say, no, had he been aware, he'd be mekabel, but he can't do that. He cannot be mekabel a voluntary concept to thereby remove from himself a chiyuv d'oraisa, or a chiyuv d'rabbana, which is what he's doing. So the lomdus of the Taz, if they say the Taz, there's a lavush back in Hilchos Shabbos. The lavush explains that the vehicle which allows a person to Kabbalah Shabbos early is the concept of Hilchos Neder. Really, Kabbalah Shabbos, so what does it mean, Kabbalah Shabbos early? What does it mean? The Russian says the day is here. You say, no, the day is here. You know, what does that mean? So the vehicle works. It works based on the concept of, it functions like a Neder. Okay? Functions like some type of a shur. You can make a so it's really what it is. We look at it, it's a Kabbalah to keep all of the lachas of Shabbos. But it's not Shabbos yet. Now, Chazal can come along and say that we, as far as we're concerned, in regards to the saying Tefillah Shabbos and saying Kiddush of Shabbos and those type of things, if you want to do those, we'll allow you to do those as long as you're committed to keep all of the lachas of Shabbos. But it's not really Shabbos. It's not really nighttime. So the Mordechai brings from I'm not remembering who, one of the Rishonim. Mordechai is also a Rishon, but one of the earlier Rishonim. He says, so how in the world are you to Kiddush? Kiddush is the rice, so the Chiyuv Kiddush is the rice. And you're making Kiddush early, you're making Kiddush at the Zman Rabbanim. So how do you get to Kiddush? He says, the Rabbanim are the rice. You find certain cases that doing something which is a Chiyuv Rabbanim will work for a Chiyuv Raisa also. So you see, he's also learning that it's not a Din Raisa. There's a Taz. Taz learns that the chiyuv of achilas suda on Shabbos is din deraisa. He says a person makabel Shabbos early, chiyuv suda means pas. You're not yotze with the pas that you eat beforehand. So the person has to wait till after the zman and eat at least a kazayas. At least a kazayas of pas, preferably a kabeya pas. But Lila should be yet to the chiva suda b'shah on Shabbos. That which you eat early is not enough. So it's not so much that Kabbalah Shabbos works. But so the comes along, it works, the Gemara says it works, but the vehicle that it works, the Lavush says it works based on the concept of Hilchos Nedarim. So it's Hilchos Nedarim, so we understand that most of a neder, a person makes a neder b'tos, it's not a good neder. Right, so a person makes a Kabbalah b'tos, it's not a good Kabbalah. Okay, a person now makes a shavua to go connect a mitzvah. It doesn't work. So a person says, I'm committing right now to act like Shabbos and not blow shofar. The Rosh Hashanah says, yeah, blow shofar, because the mitzvah is to blow shofar the second day. And I said, the Rosh Hashanah says, you said blow shofar. I said, not blow shofar. The Rosh Hashanah says, that's very nice, you lose. You can't be mekabel, you can't make it. So the Taz says, even if you wouldn't say this argument, there was a b'tos. But you can't do it. You can't be mekabel Shabbos early and thereby remove yourself from your chiyuv to blow shofar. That's what the Taz argues. Fascinating Taz. So the Taz clearly looks at the idea of Kabbalah of early Yom Tov early Shabbos as it's not a real din deraisa. Probably there's a steer in Taz. There's a Taz over here in Taf Reish. There's a Tav in Taf Reish Samaches. It talks about the issue of there talks about a person should not make Kiddush early on Shemini Atzeres, because the Mechaber says, because you get involved in a Sufik. What's the Sufik? Where do you sit? Let's say in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So if it's Benish Moshe, it's a Shemini, you have to sit in the Sukkah. If it's Shemini, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. If you sit in the Sukkah, you're supposed to make a Baruch on the Sukkah. You can't make a Baruch on the Sukkah because maybe it's Shemini. Right? You're making the Kiddush of Shemini, saying it's not. So everybody says, you know what's better? Just don't get involved in making Kiddush, Benish Moshes. So you have to wait till after the Zon before you make Kiddush. That's why people tell you that. Then Leil Shemini Atzeres, for us it's Leil Simchas Torah. For it's be Leil Shemini Atzeres. You have to wait till the Zaman before you could. You have to wait till the Zaman. So even for us, we don't do early because we'd sit in the Sukkah. We have a Sefik Bracha. Benish Moshes is like Chachil. You're putting yourself in a situation of a Sefik Bracha. Tassan is the problem. You make Kabbal Yom Tov early. It's not Sukkahs anymore. It's Shemini Atzeres. There's no Chiyuv to sit in a Sukkah. Tassan is because it's ready day, even daytime. But if you make Kabbal Yom Tov early, it's Shemini Atzeres. It's not Sukkahs. So you're allowed to eat in the house, he says. So what's the problem? So Tassan, whatever he says, Kabbalah works in a Dinder Isa, you're allowed to eat in the house. There's no Chiyuv of Sukkah anymore. Here the Taz says it's a Kabbalah Batos, it's a din netter. It's a din netter, it's not going to take away your key to sit in the Sukkah. So steer and Taz. So
who is a person of Makabal
Yom Tov early, someone starts Shemini Atzeres early, Taz says you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. Once you're a Kabbalah Yom Tov early, it's Shemini Atzeres for you. So you can sit in the house. So your neighbor has to sit in the Sukkah. He decides late in the day, it's half an hour before Shkia, he wants to run in the Sukkah one last time to make a bracha. And you're sitting in the house, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, you're sitting in the house making Kiddush according to the Taz. No problem. Right? It's a Pelot HaKataz.
Eretz Yisrael, so it's Shemini Atzeres.
Correct. Right. So it seems to be...
Israel.
He's explaining the halacha. Okay, so it comes up with a fascinating steer of the Taz. I once said a mahalach, I'll answer it, but it's not from them. Okay. Simon Tavresh Aleph, Seder Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Yom Sheni, Mispelim Kamabi Yom Rishon, the Tefillahs are the same as the first day. Rekarim, when you get to Kriyas Torah, so the first day, we read the story of Pekidus Sora. Second day, Rekarim, May Velikim Nisos Avraham, Ad Seif Ad Sidra. You read the story of the Akedah. After Kari Kamay Asma, you lay in the Psukkim and Pinchas about Rosh Hashanah. After Yirmiya, Kamar Hashem, Motzachem, Aminpur. So the first day, you lay in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, the Pekita of Chana, with Shmuel. The second day you lay in the Haftarah from Yirmiyo, Kamar Hashem, Motzachem, Ibur. Ad Ben Yaakov Yifrah. Motzah Rosh Hashanah, Mavdilin, Kamar Motzah Yom, Shabbos, El Hashem, Nevorchim, Al Basamim, Al Aleish. It's a regular Motzah Yom Tov.
Al Basamim, what Al?
An Aish. Karim, Aleph. Kelahaskus, Kusa, Kedah, we lay in the Kedah, because we mask. He mentions Schus HaKedis Yitzchuk. Bekarim Mazeh, hey Gabri, you jumped him, you get five aliyahs. Shachar Bekar Parsha, Hashem Pogad Asara, Chimish HaKriyim. If he made a mistake and they laid Hashem Pogad Asara on the second day also, he already laid five aliyahs. You draw Oyer Echad, you add one more aliyah, and you laid, you can make the Parsha of the Kedah, so you laid the whole Kedah. I feel all Amr Kaddish, even if the person already said the Kaddish, yes, it can. You have to add the new Kriya. So you'd have to add another Liyah after the Kaddish. We have a Kaddish, and you say Kaddish a second time. You already moved the Sefer from the Bima. Yachalik was the Sefer Sheni, after Parsha Zakeda. So you'll do a fascinating din. You will roll it to Akeda, the second Sefer, and you'll land the Akeda. Then you roll the Sefer before he makes the bracha achrona, and you lay in the part, you lay in from Pinchas, Parshas Pinchas, quite a rolling in the middle of the aliyah, you learn the part, you move the parshas b'mechazik. You learn the psukim of the maf, what we learn for the mafter normally. Right. So you learn both things in one aliyah. Okay, so that's one of those good riddles that you're never going to get unless you learn this halacha. Right. Where's the case where you have there's a halacha you're supposed to roll the sefer Torah in the middle of the right in the middle of an aliyah. Okay, Ephraim, Ben Yaakov Ephraim, and Meshachem is a Yemli Haskar Zichronos. See, Behi Kro Zichar is Kerenu. So the pasuk of Ben Yaakov is a pasuk of Zichronos. That's why we lay in inclusive of that pasuk. Okay, Beis Tif Beis operate Eretz Yisrael. Oisim Rosh Hashanah Shayim. Even Eretz Yisrael, we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Sivkot and Gimel, Eretz Yisrael, Oisin, Fisha, Afilu, Bizman, and Mikdush, Erech, and Pamim, Shal, Yitzich, and Lasa, Shneyam. Even the Mikdush is a standing, he would keep 2 days. Kamashim, Word, Bavis, Yes. Chen, Gama, Yom, Chi, Eretz, Lasa, Shneyam, Yashem, Chi, Yom, Arich. They have to keep 2 days. It functions in many ways, like one long day, like we mentioned before. Fine. In Tav Resh Beis. So there's a memo over here before the Mechaber. We fast the day after Rosh Hashanah, which we refer to that as Sam Gadal. Not the Mechaber. We add an extra tefillos during the Tzeres Mitzvah. We say in the morning and towards the evening, which is mincha. It's not on Shabbos. Even though the milah removes the mirror of tachanun, you do say. In slichas, you say vidui 3 times. And every Kippur, the minute is to say once. In Slicha. In Slichas. Fine. We do not put a person in Cherim. Putting a person in Cherim is, as Mr. Brewer will point out, is being Ma'ara Midas Adin. We're raising a judgment call against that person. By doing so, we're calling for judgment. So we ourselves are being judged. And we don't want to call us up for judgment during this time. It's a time of danger. We don't put people in Kherim. And we're not Mashbia somebody in Beis Din during that time. Fine. We wait for Kiddush Havana until after Yom Kippur. Like I said before, that's the 3 psukim of Tzikoscha. The first one starts with Tzikoscha, second one is Vit Tzikoscha, the third one is Tzikoscha. So it's the Rosh Hashanah, so that is Tzadi Vav Tzadi.
Tzadi Vav Tzadi is supposed to say, what is that supposed to tell us?
That Sikoscha b'mincha, there's 3 psukim of Sikoscha. The first pasuk starts with the word Sikoscha with the tzadi. Uh-huh. Second one starts with Sikoscha with the vav. Third one starts Sikoscha with the tzadi. Mm-hmm. So tzadi with tzadi, same. We say Sikoscha tzadik b'mincha. Those psukim of Sikoscha. Aleph. Halachas of the Tanasibra of the 4 Tanasim that we do for the Churban are all discussed earlier. Okay, during all of the days we're marbet tefillah b'chol yamim levad mishabbos except for on Shabbos. We say vino makeno except for on Shabbos. Levad Shabbos, afilu mincha shalei Shabbos shuva gam ken in armen vino makeno. So not only by Shabbos, but also on Arab Shabbos, we do not say vino makeno. So even though we said that the milah mashal takes away tachon, it doesn't take away vino makeno. Arab Shabbos, when you take away tachon, you also take away vino makeno. Fine. So even in the case of Mila, you don't say Takum, and also you don't say and below Yehiratzen. If it's a Monday or Thursday, so the tefillahs of Yehiratzen that we say after Kriyas HaTorah, so the those five paragraphs, so you don't say that if there's a Mila. But you do say Avinu Malkeinu. And Bekeler Chapayim, Bal Matzeach. In general, Mila, when it removes saying Tachanun, so let's say Tachanun Monday and Thursday. So you have the long Tachanun, then you say Kaddish, and then before they take out the Sefer Torah, there's the small paragraph of starts with Keler Chapayim. The days you do not say Tachanun, you still say Keler Chapayim. So much during the month of Nisan, that you don't say Tachanun, you still say Keler Chapayim. Many people mistakenly think if you're not saying Tachanun, you don't say those psukim either. And they go right away into a Hebrew Aaron. That's incorrect. There are days you don't say Keler Chapayim. And for our halacha, for our minig, Keler Chapayim and Lamatzeach, Mitzvah David go together. So Lamatzeach is Mitzvah David. We say, even though you don't say Tachanun, except for a day which is mamash like a Yom Tov. Perm Katan, Lag Boimer, those type of days you don't say. Otherwise, you do say. Lamaseach, you say Lag Boimer, you say Lamaseach, you're correct. So you do. So Kelach HaPayim would say also. So who I did, if there's a Bris Mila, you would say Lamaseach, and you also say Kelach HaPayim. Bimila Oimer, Bimashur, it's been Kessel Osir, Schorbis, Achavor, is a score. If there's a Bris Mila, so we add into Slichas another piyut, which starts with the words Zecharbis Avraham, Va'akedas Yitzchak, Vashay Shuzalei Yekav Vashayin Laman Shemecha. So we say that sometimes. That's actually a Slicha, which is composed by Rabbeinu Gershom, Mara Garlo, Rabbeinu Gershom. So even at the day which normally you would not say that Slicha, if there's a bris that day, you say that Slicha, you add that Slicha to Slichas. And you add it after the words of Oritz Eskor. Skolon Abris was Kasher Marta. Skart is Bitsu Yaakov of Oritz Eskor. And then you stop, and at that point in time, you add in the Slicha of Skorbris. Okay, during Slichas, you say Shalosh Pomim Vidui. What time is Mincha?
8:20.
If this time. Okay, right.